Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. We know everything is super expensive, but sometimes there's things you just really, really want to do. So a pair of friends got very creative because they wanted to go see Texas A&M take on the Texas Longhorns last weekend.
Huge game at College Station.
Yeah, it was a big game. And because it was so big, ticket prices were ridiculous. They were saying prior to the game, some tickets were as much as $1,000 a piece.
It doesn't surprise me at all. Huge rivalry.
So a couple of friends decided, hey, we really want to go to this game. We don't have the grand to pay for tickets, but there is some construction going on around the stadium. So let's pose as construction workers, try to walk our way into the game, and then once we get there, we'll ditch the uniform and we'll watch the game.
Tell me it worked.
No, it didn't work. Come on, especially at a game like this. You know how much security is going to be there to make sure that people aren't doing this? No, the friends were arrested. They never even made it in.
I really wanted them to get in. I love them doing this.
I mean, A for effort, but now what you're going to have to spend in bail, you could have bought the tickets. but it was funny because I'm like, okay, they definitely thought this out. They put some time and effort into figuring out how to avoid those high ticket prices. Where there's a will, there's a way. This one obviously didn't work. But did you ever have to sneak in somewhere because you couldn't get in for whatever reason?
Absolutely, and I mastered it. I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was a year before I moved to America. I was 17 years old. The drinking age in Australia is 18 years old. All my friends were older than me, and there was this bar they loved to go to called The Exchange. I still remember the name, but I was underage. It had a beer garden in the back.
Okay.
And there was a tree that sort of went over the fence. I was a master, like, ninja. I used to climb this tree, and we had a whole, like, it was a whole team game. They'd get in, they'd wait till the security guard who was in the beer garden would move, and then they'd signal me. I'd be waiting.
Caca! Caca!
Yeah, that's how we did it. Not quite caca, but similar. And then I would just leap from the tree over the fence. And everyone knew about it. Kids, do not try this at home. Not everyone is a master tree climber and sneaker inner like me.
Yeah, don't sneak into a bar, period. Let's just be your parents really quick. So it worked. Did you ever get caught?
No. I did it probably 8 times, and I'm 8 from 8. It was one of my finest achievements. It's like 20 years ago now, and I still remember it like yesterday.
You think you could climb a tree now?
No.
All right, let's see if you can beat Guy's story or these pair of friends that tried to get into the football game. Where did you sneak into, and were you successful?
Let us know. 888-431-3764. Don't be shy. We want to hear your best stories. Tickets for the Texas Longhorns versus Texas A&M college football game last week were ridiculously expensive. Some Texas college kids wanted to sneak in the game, so they dressed up as construction workers, but they weren't pros, and they failed miserably and got arrested.
Yeah, they got criminal trespassing charges. Not how they wanted to spend the evening, but it's inspired our conversation today about where did you sneak into that you didn't belong? 424 texted and said, my friend and I had to pee really, really bad, and the closest building was a super high-end members-only club. My friend was too scared to enter. I told her, no, the trick is you got to walk in. You got to look like you belong there. So I walked in with a purpose. I kept my head down, went straight to the bathroom. I even got greeted by the boss lady. It was the nicest restroom we've ever used.
I would have stayed in there extra long and just enjoyed it.
And then that's part of it. You got to act like you know what you're doing. You know how many places I've got to just because I put my hazards on? And I was like, I got to keep going. Sorry.
You've got to own it. You've got to own it. The 951 here says, when I was 17, we're in San Francisco for Christmas. My mom and my boyfriend, and at the time my aunt, they wanted to go out, so they dressed me up to look older, snuck me in walking behind them as they were all in front of security. I owned it. I got in.
See? Part of it is just playing the part. Kyle and Marietta, where did you sneak into?
So funny story, when I was in high school, I think it was probably my sophomore, junior year, my buddies were all going to Vans Warped Tour down at Chula Vista at the Sleep Train Amphitheater. I didn't have a ticket, but I just jumped in the car with them, and I'm a broke teenager. I went to the gate, and I told them that I was a diabetic, which I'm not. And I had to leave to check my glucose levels. They asked me the level. I made up some random number. I don't know if the guy even knew what the number was supposed to be. And they said, all right, come back in. And I got the Vans Warped Tour for free.
Oh, my God.
Nothing but respect for that. Creative genius.
Here's the thing, though. I would be so worried, especially with a medical excuse, that, like, you would get some karma.
Oh, you know what? I'm still healthy as a dog. I'm so thankful for that. So.
Well, and when you're a teenager, I guess it really doesn't matter. You're like, no, I just want to go to Warped Tour.
Right, absolutely. Best time of my life.
Did you plan to say you're a diabetic, or did it just come to your head spontaneously?
You know what? I don't know where it came from. It just popped into my head, and I said it, and it worked.
Chris and you, Kuiper, where did you sneak into?
We snuck into the VIP section at Stagecoach.
Okay, that's hard because you have to have the wristband with, like, the scanning. How'd you do it?
So a couple years ago, I remember Luke Combs was singing. They had a short wall that separated the sections. And so we saw people hopping, and we're like, hey, shoot, let's try it. Well, when I started to go over the wall, my boot got caught. So someone who was standing at the wall helped me over. And this, we're 59 years old.
Makes it better.
So everybody was just had their mouths open like, I can't believe these old people are doing this.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.